Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I am good. Thanks for having us. Good to be here.
It's great to have you here. Andrew Orr, I'm glad you're here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Awesome. Hey, we have a sponsor today. That sponsor is Jamf Now. We'll talk about them soon. But before we get to that, I think we need to talk about Facebook today. And specifically, what I want to do is talk about ways that people can take control of their Facebook account, more or less, and manage privacy settings and limit what apps can do and all of that sort of stuff. So, Andrew, since you've written several tips, I wanted to have you on. And Brian, since you always have such a perfect perspective on social networks, it was important to have you here too.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
Exactly. All right. So, Andrew, you wrote a piece of a month or two ago where you ran down a lot of the privacy settings that that we have in Facebook. So I thought we should highlight some of those. And
I'm trying to fire up the article right now.
Brian, do you want to say it?
What? I'm not following.
Top men.
Oh yes, yes. Yes, we are yes.
Okay, I got it. So there are a bunch of privacy settings you can do, such as controlling who sees your Facebook posts and deleting all the third-party apps that are in your account. You can control whether you want to hide from search engines or not, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
All right, let's start with managing who can see what you post on Facebook. So this would be in the privacy settings for your account, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what levels of control do we have? I'm assuming the default is anything you post, anyone on the planet can see.
I think so, yeah. Because
that is the default.
The two or three options that they give you are everyone can see them, or if they're public, or friends of friends, or just friends. Okay. And also, when you make a post, you can choose who sees it right there, too. So you can say, I want only these certain people to see it, or everyone except this one person, etc.
Okay, so you actually do have pretty granular control over who sees your posts with that. Now, the whole thing with friends and friends of friends, I think we need to explain that, because my guess is some people are a little confused on that point. So if you set your posts to be visible to friends, then that means only the people that you have in your friends list in Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And friends of friends means that you potentially are showing every post to an exponentially larger group, because it's everyone that's on your friends list plus everyone that's on all of your friends' friends list, right?
Right. So if a friend of a friend visits your profile, they could potentially see your posts. Or if one of your friends shares one of your posts on their timeline, then their friends would be able to see it, even though they aren't friends with you.
Okay, so if you're concerned about managing who is seeing your posts, then maybe limit them to just friends?
Yep. And you can also do this retroactively, so you can limit your past post as well. So that I thought that's helpful.
Yeah, that's if you're gonna. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, most I don't know about most people. There are a lot of people who have no idea how accessible their content is. Now, I imagine that a significant percentage of those who are listening to this show probably do have a little bit more understanding of this stuff and exactly what's been shared on Facebook. But I bet you that everyone listening to this show knows someone who has no idea, or so that, a bunch of someone's.
Those would be friends of friends.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you know people that are using Facebook and you're in a position to help them lock down their privacy settings, that would be a nice thing to do.
Yeah. And I think there's somewhere in the settings, you can do this test where you can view your profile as it would look like to someone else, just to see what things are available or not.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that one.
That's cool.
Where is that? Is that in your article?
Actually, it isn't. So okay, maybe so I can update that.
Actually do a separate piece, how to see your Facebook posts like everybody else does.
Perfect.
I'll put that on the list. Awesome.
Sausage.
Right there, people. But it's really tasty sausage.
Yes, being made for you.
Yes. All right. So, Andrew, another thing that you mentioned was you can prevent search engines from seeing your profile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so am I correct in assuming that means if you enable the feature, Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, whoever, the search engines are not going to show your Facebook account when someone does a search, say, on your name.
Right. Because I think a couple years ago, I may be wrong, but I think Google was doing this thing where if you set your Facebook profile to public or something, then your profile and name and picture could possibly show up in search results depending on what you search for.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Do you remember when, can I take us on a little tangent? Do you remember when, Eric Schmidt was still still CEO of Google when Google was still Google, and he was warning the world about how awful it would be if things like, you know, the App Store remained closed to Google, parenthetically, or that Facebook remained closed, parenthetically, to Google, and that how this was an awful thing, parenthetically, for Google. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, that it would be terrible. It would just be terrible if not everybody, or at least parenthetically Google, couldn't see all of the things so that they could capitalize on that. Do you remember this? Do you remember when he was going through that little phase?
Yeah, I do remember mm-hmm. that. And it was creepy. Yeah. So, yeah, I like the idea of being able to limit what is searchable.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it turns out that I'm okay with Google not having access to my Facebook profile. Of course, what Facebook's doing with my Facebook profile is a whole nother story.
Yeah, which is why questions about Facebook privacy, about Facebook settings, have been a hot topic in the last several days. And it's all thanks to the news about the whole Cambridge Analytica thing with siphoning off millions of profiles from Facebook and then using those as part of political campaign strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good times.
Word up.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk about our sponsor, then we'll hop back to more tips. So our sponsor today is Jamf Now. And I've been very happy with Jamf Now because it's made my life easier, because what it does is it lets me manage all of my iOS and macOS devices, plus my parents, so that whenever there's any problems with their devices, you know, like someone sends me a text message or calls me on the phone and says, my email doesn't work. Well, odds are something happened to their settings. So I push them back out.
Hold on. By something happened, do you mean that they fiddled with them?
Yeah. Yeah. That was Jeff talk for they fiddled with their settings.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so they can do that. And then I can push their correct settings back out. And then their email works and everyone's happy. And it doesn't involve me having to rearrange my schedule and take a day to drive out and fix their iPhones. I mean, if I'm going to spend the time to drive out and spend a day with my parents, I don't want it to be a tech session. I want it to be just fun family time. So I can use Jamf now to make that happen. And it's a great tool if you have a business and you have iPhones, iPads, Macs that you need to manage for your company, because it lets you do that. I mean, you're keeping track of all the settings for the devices. You can keep track of the apps that you're running on them. You can keep track of the serial numbers, operating system versions. And if a device is lost or stolen, you can remotely wipe it and brick it so no one else can use it, which I think is really cool, because if you have an employee that loses something, then it's nice to know you have an easy to use interface where you can just hop in, take care of wiping it so all of your important company secrets don't fall into the wrong people's hands. It's also so affordable. You get 3 devices for free, the whole service. No time limits. It's just what they do. 3 devices. It's free. And if you need additional devices on your account, no problem. $2 per device per month. So it's really affordable. And I've been loving using this. It's made my life a lot easier. If I had a small business, I would absolutely be using this for that as well. And I would love for all of you to get to try this out. So head over to their website. It's jamf.com, jamf.com/TDO. jamf.com/TDO. Go to that URL to sign up so that they know that you heard about Jamf here on Daily Observations. And that way everyone gets to have some warm fuzzies because they'll know that you heard about it here. So jamf.com/TDO, your first 3 devices are free, and that's just how it works. And then $2 per device per month after that. So thank you, Jamf, for being our sponsor. Okay. I want to look at the whole thing with third-party apps and services accessing Facebook, because I think that's a big place where people don't realize what's going on. And the whole Cambridge Analytica thing is a perfect example of this. And so the backstory there is there was a guy that wrote a Facebook platform app that was like a political survey. And then he...
Personality survey.
Or, excuse me. Personality survey. And so he got several thousand people to...
270,000.
That's several thousand. 270,000 people took this this survey on Facebook, and in the process, the app siphoned off the profile information for the people that took the quiz, and then everyone that was their Facebook friends. So he ended up with over 30 million profiles, and there are claims that it was at least 50 million as well. And then this information ultimately was used to help craft different political campaign strategies. And so that was just one instance. And a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of apps that are getting access to their personal information. Now, what that app did specifically is something that Facebook has since banned apps from being able to do. So, yay. But it still happened. So you can go in and see what apps you've granted access to your profile and then shut that down for apps if you want. And Andrew, this is something that you explained how to do as well.
Yep. So I wrote a tip on how to remove these apps from your Facebook account and also Twitter. And that also kind of ties in with what you wrote about just turning off the Facebook platform altogether. Although even if that's off, you can still link these apps to your account.
So the way you go to see what apps are linked into your Facebook account, that's back in settings again, right?
Yeah. There's a specific app section that has all of the apps in there.
Okay. And so when you go into apps, it just shows you that list of everything that currently has access. And so I'm actually going to go look at mine right now so we can see exactly what horrible things I'm revealing. Okay. So if I go to settings and then I go to apps, so what I'm seeing is that Ift, Twitter, Flipboard, iPhone apps, Viber, WordPress, Photo, iPhoto, and Game Center all have access to Facebook. All right. I don't know why I have Viber in there. I see. So if I roll over an app, I get an X that says remove. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I have to confirm, okay, Viber is gone. I'm not doing anything with Game Center. Let's remove that too. Okay. So I get why I have these other things here. And that's because I am using Twitter and WordPress in conjunction with Facebook. And I post photos to Facebook every now and then. And then I have Ift automatically posting stuff to Facebook from Instagram for me. So the rest of the stuff I have here makes sense. Okay. Then you mentioned the other part of this, which is you can actually disable platform completely. And mm-hmm. So that's apps, websites, and plugins. It's a block that you see right below the list of apps.
Yeah. Like I said, even if that's turned off, I'm pretty sure you can still link apps to your Facebook account. I don't remember what platform does exactly.
So platform, what it's supposed to do is create, it's a system where third-party apps and services can link in to Facebook. And so this would be part of the whole thing with apps that are in websites that use Facebook as your login. And and then apps that provide other services with Facebook. So like in my case, if I disable platform, my links from WordPress and Twitter and Ift, those things, that's done. I won't be able to use those anymore. But it doesn't mean that all the apps automatically lose access to everything. Some of them may still have some sort of residual link back in. So you would have, I'm assuming you would have to still, for those apps, one by one, remove them from your Facebook list, your app list.
Yeah. I mean, that's the annoying thing is that Facebook doesn't want to make this easy for users, so you can't do anything in bulk unless you use a third-party tool. You have to delete it one by one.
Are there any third-party tools?
There is. So the other day, I found this Chrome extension. It's called Social Book Post Manager, and so as far as I know, this is the only tool that can delete things from your Facebook in bulk. So things like posts, comments, likes, you can all get rid of it.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to make sure there's a link to that. And of course, all the other Facebook tips we have.
Do you have to grant access to your Facebook account to this app to do that?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, man. Okay, so I guess what you could do is use this plugin and do your mass deletion of everything, and then go into your Facebook account and revoke its access.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hey, we're out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up. Go ahead.
I saw Brian. A tweet, by the way. I saw a tweet on my timeline that said I have 239 apps in Facebook. Whoa. This is going to be a long day.
Holy crap. That's crazy. But I totally get why that could happen. I mean,
that would be at TM O'Brien. Yeah. On Twitter.
Oh, it's going to be a long day for you, Brian. Or maybe you should install this Chrome plugin that Andrew found.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah. So, oh yeah, long day for you. Wow, I'm kind of glad that when I went and looked at my app list, that it was really short. So, although it would have made for great bit in the show to have me melt down in real time when I realized that there were hundreds of apps that had Facebook access. So anyhow, we are out of time. Brian, thank you for being here today.
And thanks for having us. It's a good discussion. It's an important discussion. It's good for people to be aware of this stuff, even if they don't want to make a change, you know, making an informed decision about what's happening with your data is super important.
I agree. Yeah. So, Andrew, thank you for being here, too.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Like Brian said, it was a great discussion.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we made time to do this today. And I'm also glad that Jamf Now is our sponsor. Head over to their website, jamfnow.com/TDO. I did that yesterday, too, didn't I? It's jamf.com/TDO, jamf.com/TDO. And get your free account. First three devices that you want to manage are free, and $2 per device per month after that for additional. That's awesome service. So thank you, Jamf, for being our sponsor. Listeners, thank you so much for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.